Good day. November 17th. I am waking up in Bow. And just recalled that last night I ended up speaking with Francis. And Francis is a student at pharmacy school, one of 97 at the Central University, which is located in Bow for Sierra Leone. So that was nice to have that conversation and have him share his commitment on becoming a medical professional with a really, really long route to take because he made that promise. And then in the morning, I met someone else that was a driver for the ECOWAS ambassador. And ECOWAS is an African organization that is aiming to better organize a lot of the different countries. They each have an ambassador, and they have a two-year time when they are the chairman, each country, when it's their turn. And it turns out that the Sierra Leone ambassador is the current chairman of the ECOWAS organization. So that person got to drive him around. I have encountered the ECOWAS connection a few times since when a vehicle is stationed in one of the ECOWAS countries, they need to pay $500 per year or 500 euros per year and show that they have paid that. But that is because they are registered in one of the ECOWAS countries, which I am not. I'm exporting the vehicle from the Netherlands, so it's still registered in the Netherlands in some way, shape or form. So I'm not importing it any place. I'm just transferring it through. So I have had to explain that about four or five times, and I can assure you it'll happen again because there's police stops or the like. They're always very, very interesting. You never know what comes up next. But so far, Sierra Leone and Liberia have been very friendly and give me a well-meant welcome. So then it was time to mosey on and make my way to Freetown. We also had a border, and just before the border, I was able to, like 15 kilometers or so, there was still a diesel station, so I was able to exchange all my money, except for enough to buy a little bite at a diesel station, I think 38 liters, at about a dollar, just shy of a dollar a liter, translated. What was fascinating, when I bought the food at the next stop, there was this Sierra Leone lady that insisted that she wanted to marry me. I did pass up on the opportunity, but it was kind of a fun encounter, and she seemed nice enough. But no, time to keep going. Anyway, borders are always very fascinating. This time, every time you basically cross a border, in or out, you become a one-liner. That is, as a person, or sometimes the vehicle, they write in a big book one big line about you. So that's the backup plan as far as knowing that you came in. Then you have to find the place where they can stamp your passport. And then the other place is the customs, where they have to either sign in or sign out the carnet de passage. Always fascinating. They did not charge any money for anything this time around, which was enlightening. They put ropes over the road that they lift up and drop down once you can proceed. Always a big adventure. And generally, you should at least count on at least an hour to 2 hours to cross a border, you know, out one in the other. There was a big river in between, and that was the border. And you have to kind of move your car a few times and hope for the best. Well, this time again, it worked out okay. And kept on trucking and all the way down to Freetown, but up to a certain intersection, and then from there on, let's say the last 40 kilometers, somebody just didn't put maintenance on the schedule for that part of the road. It was very, very slow moving. I think the 40 kilometers may have taken me about 2 hours. So it was just right for getting to Freetown before dark. But even in town, that was intense. You have the big highway, and then you have all the trading going on both sides, and people crossing and trucks moving. It's intense. It's very intense. And the place I was going to stay was the Diana Hotel, which was in the original part of town. And that, you know, with some stops for traffic, where you're not moving anywhere for some of the time, made that in good time before it actually was dark. And they had gotten my reservation. That's always a help as well. It was a two-story hotel on top of a restaurant, so food was ready to go. It all worked out. So now I am in Freetown, Liberia. What a place. A little crowded. Maintenance to do. And then some. Thanks for coming along.